This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network news, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. Under the banner of Your Rights, Our Rights, Human Rights, Pride celebrations are continuing around the world this week. With each Pride event, another LGBTI community celebrates the moves made towards equality and demands the struggle continue. While most Pride events are welcomed by the wider communities in which they happen, some have seen protest, violence and intimidation from right-wing nationalists, politicians and Christian fundamentalists. Despite this, the spirit of Pride continues unabated. Celebrations taking place this week include those in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Stockholm, Sweden, Amsterdam in the Netherlands and Vancouver in Canada.
The calls to make same-sex marriage legal in Australia will be loud this Saturday for this year's National Day of Action. Thousands are set to hit the streets for the event for a fifth year in a row, calling on Canberra to overturn its 2004 legislation. Marches will be held around Australia August 1, with organisations and some famous heads getting behind the cause.
Most of all, I believe in equal love for all, which is why I urge you to attend the National Day of Action rally. It's a chance to come together and show your support for same-sex marriage.
That's former Aussie Idol contestant Rob Mills in an ad campaign on gay station Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. But most of the action will happen in Sydney, where a world record attempt for the largest illegal gay wedding will be held.
The Second World Art Games are now underway in Copenhagen, Denmark, and thousands have turned out to play, perform and celebrate. The week-long games will see almost 5,500 participants representing 98 nations taking part in more than 30 sports events. Coupled with the games is a cultural festival. Six cities, including Antwerp, Tel Aviv and Melbourne, have taken over the streets and squares of Copenhagen to present the very best of world culture with a queer twist. Melbourne's performers include The Blowwaves and MC singer, actor and comedian Wes Snelling.
Also in Denmark, the Human Rights Conference continues to look at bias issues, discrimination and how the global economic downturn touches our community across the globe. John Amici, retired NBA player and Amnesty International ambassador, Axel Axgill, the first man in the world to enter a domestic partnership for same-sex couples, and Parvez Sharma, a Muslim gay filmmaker, all guest speaking at the event. Under the motto, Love of Freedom, Freedom to Love, the conference aims to produce a document outlining concrete initiatives that will make a positive difference for LGBT people.
And briefly in other news, Victorian State MP Theo Theophanous is considering his political future after being cleared of a rape charge, but he's now facing investigation over a claim that he interfered with witnesses.
The truth of the matter is that there was one witness. She approached me, and she was a friend of mine, and she had the decency to actually come and tell me what was going on.
A Canadian court has ruled that government-appointed marriage commissioners must marry same-sex couples who seek it, even though doing so may be against the commissioner's personal religious beliefs, and thousands are paying to see a Michael Jackson musical tour across Europe called Thriller Live. Director Adrian Grant says the show celebrates the King of Pop's life.
There's been a lot of respect paid to Michael Jackson since he passed away. There's a lot of interest in the show and people are coming to see it to see what Michael Jackson is really about.
Checking QNN Sport, the Aussies will be hoping to bounce back after a slow start in the Ashes in the third test against England, which gets underway Thursday. Mike Hussey says the loss of Kevin Peterson will help Australia break through for a win.
I think it's going to be a big loss for the England team. He's obviously been a quality batsman for a long period of time and, they're definitely going to miss him.
Round 18 in AFL begins Friday night between North Melbourne and Carlton at Docklands, and a doubleheader in the NRL with the Titans and Cowboys meeting on the Gold Coast and Melbourne travelling to face St George this Friday.
You're up to date with QNN for this week from Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton.
We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.